In today's technology segment, turning digital images into old-fashioned prints. Digital photographers will capture more than 100 billion images worldwide this year. Most of the images will be stored, emailed, or shared digitally. Only a small portion will be printed, and the majority of those will be printed at home. That is changing as online photo processors and retailers, big and small, slash the price of printing. And they've made it easier to turn digital images into old-fashioned prints, as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
The digital kiosk with its photo printing software has become a fixture at drugstores and discounters everywhere. And the prices at those stores and online are being slashed with gusto. Call it a price war. Walmart and Costco are two of the biggest players and, not surprisingly, offer some of the lowest prices. At this Costco store in suburban Seattle, several large colorful computers sit on the counter in the photo department. Insert a flashcard or CD, or just about any digital storage device, and the computer will instantly read the images. Then, as Costco's Jeff Cole, manager of the company's film and finishing department, shows us, you're ready to order.
So you're putting in your name and your phone number.
Name and phone number. Then I have some options. I can print selected images off that card because people don't always want to print all of them.
It's simple really enough. Just touch the screen to give instructions.
So I have a choice of glossy or luster. I can have white border or borderless. And I can go back if I'm not happy with that selection. I can pick color of black and white for my images. And then I can, every time I hit one, it'll make a print.
A 4x6 print, ready in about an hour, costs 17 cents. That's roughly half the typical cost of printing at home. Jeff Cole says when the print kiosks were first installed, it was men, gadget-loving types, who were using them.
But now I think it's moms with kids in a cart. The first person that used our kiosk this morning, two kids in the cart eating pretzels while mom picked out the pictures from Father's Day. So.
There are no pretzels at a nearby Cameras West store, part of the nationwide Ritz chain, and the prints here cost a little more. But there are stools and a comfortable place to sit and carefully edit images, cropping and flipping from vertical to horizontal, even adjusting color and adding fancy borders.
It's great.
Customer James Meener says printing at a kiosk is better than printing at home.
Too slow at home. The printer that I have, which is a pretty good printer for printing photographs, just is too slow to print out an individual photograph. So I'm kind of impatient, so I'd rather just bring it here, and I think it's a little bit better quality.
The digital printing industry in the U.S. has grown dramatically. About 8 billion prints are expected to be made this year. That's fewer than the number of prints made from film, but the future is digital. And both Kodak, the camera and film processing giant, and Hewlett-Packard, the printer giant, have acquired online digital photo processing companies. Glenn Fleischman, who writes about technology for the New York Times and other publications, says Kodak wants to remain a player in the processing market, while HP wants to ensure that however you print, you do it with their help.
Right now, they're one of the biggest inkjet printer companies, and so people are printing their photos at home using HP. But this gets them in on the other side of that fence as well. They're going to get people's money for printing out photos, whether it's in the home or whether it's through a service, and I think that's what it's all about.
Snapfish, the firm HP acquired, is one of the largest online processors. You email or upload the images. Snapfish sends the prints back in the mail. The company's general manager, Ben Nelson, says the firm recently lowered the cost of a 4x6 print from 19 cents to 12 cents. Prepaid prints are even less.
Not only do we sell prepaid prints for 10 cents a piece, we actually make money at both price points. And the reason we can is because of our scale.
Nelson adds that the low-price strategy is designed to get you into their system. As technology expert Fleischman puts it, both online sellers and in-store retailers want you to become their customer for life.
It's all about lock-in and upsell. They want to sell you 8x10s. They want to sell you 20x30 posters. They want to sell you banners and framed photos and picture books. And so really, they want to get you in the door. The 4x6 prints for 10 cents or 19 cents or 25 cents are trying to get you to be a customer, and then they're going to give you all these other services.
Which, of course, come with higher profit margins. One of the biggest challenges for the industry right now is to get more people to print more images. With film, you have to print to see the picture, so you develop the whole roll. But with digital, you can look at the images on the computer and print only a few or none at all. One photo industry researcher noted that his five-year-old son has never seen an old-fashioned photo album. For him, pictures are something you look at on a screen. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.